This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Now we're going to talk about angels. Not the ones with wings or the ones that wear red uniforms and play in Anaheim. No, this kind flits around Silicon Valley, showering money on startups. Angel investors. Now, these aren't the big venture capitalists who spend millions of dollars of other people's money. No, angels fund the very early stages of startups looking to get in on the next big thing. And a lot of angel money ends up in purgatory. But as Marketplace's Queen of Kim reports, that is the price of innovation.
Here's a word you hear a lot of in Silicon Valley: frothy. Frothy is what happens when money chases every startup out there.
There's a lot of lemmings being funded.
Peter Wendell teaches entrepreneurship at Stanford Business School.
Look in Groupon space, for example. There's 50 or 60 companies that do essentially what Groupon does that have gotten at least angel funding.
Wendell says angel money can be hard to track, but
last year, somewhere around 60,000 angel investors probably invested around $22 or $23 billion.
I saw some of this money in action recently at the Plug and Play Expo.
All right, thanks, y'all. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Music Prodigy, and I've been playing.
The expo takes place in a dark auditorium inside a nondescript office park in Sunnyvale. 30 entrepreneurs from around the world pay $2,000 each for a chance to pitch their ideas to angels and venture capitalists.
So we are presenting the coolest music discovery interface out there. That's
and investors are trying to figure out if any of these guys, and they were all guys, were worth betting on. It's American Idol meets Vegas meets PowerPoint.
What if drivers could get money from data coming from their car?
The vehicle now we're looking for $500,000 of an angel round of your honey.
Plug and Play puts on 4 expos a year, and they're pretty high profile. But with so many angel investors hungry to fund startups, these types of matchmaking parties are popping up all over the Bay Area.
I look at 100 deals a week, probably.
David Cohen is a member of Sandhill Angels, a group of about 60 investors, mostly tech professionals. I met him at the expo.
I was just at Pitch Crawl last night, where I got pitched by 20 different startups. And of course, I'm here again.
It doesn't take much to be an angel these days, because funding a startup is cheaper than ever. In the last tech boom, it took at least $1 million to start up a tech company. Today, it takes a few hundred thousand. Startups can plug into cheap or free web services instead of creating everything from scratch. Early in the cycle, the flood of investor money is essential. Innovation requires lots of failure, and that requires lots of money. But at some point, all that money stops driving big ideas and starts driving up costs.
The price of all these natural resources of the startup, engineering talent, of sales talent, rise greatly. It also makes it harder to turn a profit.
Kevin Hartz is an angel investor who was in on PayPal and Pinterest, but he moved to the sidelines about a year ago. Veteran angels like Hartz believe that the real winners of a tech boom emerge when the silly money dries up.
PayPal, Google, Apple, Netflix, once all the pets.coms and so on had gone out of business, they were given the ability to build great long-standing businesses.
Back at the Plug and Play Expo, after the first round of pitches ends, investors pour into a large sunlit room where entrepreneurs and their teams show off their mobile apps and web pages.
Products available on iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch.
It's a feeding frenzy. Long lines are forming at tables. And angel investor Tom Chu says a valuable lesson is playing out right in front of our eyes.
You see a lot of rookie angels who just made their first millions, and they got excited on every single idea.
And it's just a matter of time until those ideas fail, the froth dries up, and the bubble, well, you know what the bubble does. In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.